In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Here it is. Several years ago, during my tenure as a parish pastor, after an adult confirmation class was over and a group of young men and women reaffirmed their Christian faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this young man comes up to me and he holds up his adult confirmation certificate and he says, "Here it is, now I am a card-carrying member of Our Savior Lutheran Church and School. I mean, I've taken your advice, Pastor Weiss. It's taken me a couple years, but I've been through the Bible. I've read it. I know Jesus. He's in my heart. It's all there. I'm saved. I know that. I'm baptized into his death and his resurrection." And so it is here for all of us today, that we have been baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and as he lives, we too live a new life in him, who for the joy set before him scorned the shame of the cross and now is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Well, that's it. That's where a lot of people are today. We know that, of course, there's more, that everything written about Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of the faith, written in Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, must be fulfilled, and that Jesus Christ should suffer and die and be raised on the third day, and in Christ it is fulfilled. And then sometime down the road, of course, another parishioner, when we were talking about planting the seed and watering it, you know, evangelism and things like that, when I went through here, we called it evangelism dialogue evangelism. And, you know, and of course he said, "Well, you know, I'm a member here, and I've got, you know, my certificate, and I guess that's it. I mean, I know that Jesus was raised from the dead for the forgiveness of my sins, and that I am a new creature in Christ. And what's even more important, I have my burial plot way back there, so I'm assured that when I die in Christ, I will be buried. I got it." And that's, whoa, what more could I ask for? You know, I've got it. I get forgiveness of sins on Sunday, sometime Saturday night. You know, and I said, "Well, you know, there's a bit more to that than what you just said." And he goes, "Oops. You mean there's more to this than meets the eye?" And we do what we are baptized and enabled to teach. Yet, here at the seminary, and certainly in other places, we have family and girlfriends and dealing with singleness and grading papers and fourth year seminar papers and finances. And now, of course, that Easter is over and all the Easter baskets and all the Easter bunnies, although there may be a few left around with my grandkids hanging around here and there and everywhere, it's all kind of then stuffed back into the closet, just like the manger scenes, put them away, and people say, "Boy, I'm sure glad Easter is over. There is no period at the end of the Easter resurrection. There are no periods." But back to work on Monday, back to the seminary on Tuesday. And so we just kind of just put the period at the end of the sentence and say, "Here we go again. Sorry, as I said, for Christians, there is no period at the end of the Easter story." And the Lord says, "And that repentance and forgiveness should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending you out with the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." And for all believers in Christ, all of his disciples, you see, it's just not business as usual. It just isn't business as usual. For we are witnesses of God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. He is alive, preparing a place in heaven so that where he is, we might be also. Jesus Christ is not just another dead man. He's alive. God incarnate. He burst through that cold, dark, damp tomb into the light of this dark world. And we are witnesses of that. We have his word, the truth, the way, the life. We have been united with him into the body of Christ through water, word, and faith. And we receive, as it is in the large catechism, this soothing medicine for a body and soul, proclaiming the death of Christ until he comes again to judge the living and the dead. We are clothed in his righteousness. You are dressed and you are ready to go out into the highways, into the byways, in this surrounding community or wherever. Some of you certainly will have your, they call the first call and vicarage to what God has enabled you to do, to plant the seed and to water it, to bring in the lost sheep, the ones that have jumped the fence and now they prefer to eat the tares of the world rather than dine on the scriptures of God. Because we know that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every sin and encumbrance that so easily entangles us and run with endurance the race set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him, scorning the shame, and now is seated at the right hand of God. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his names to all nations. There is no period at the end of the resurrection story. There is no period. Maybe a whole bunch of dots, but there is no period. It is never business as usual for Christians. You are his witnesses. We are his witnesses. Amen. Jesus Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen and amen.